now moment, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here. And we just ask that you bring an open mind and an open heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you will be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, if you're a longtime P-Head listener, you know I have been diligently working on producing episodes for my new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video talk show, Optimistic. Well, after a year plus in the making, I am thrilled to announce that we will be releasing Season 1's episodes weekly beginning March 15th, and I'm asking for your help to spread the love and to let your friends and family know about Optimistic when it's released. In exchange for taking a minute to share our Episode 1 teaser video on March 15th, or whenever you're hearing this, up through the end of April, we're giving you monthly memberships to not one, but two consciousness-expansive online content portals from two of my very favorite teachers and healers that are valued at over $50 a month, as well as entering your name into a drawing to win a free week at the Mystic Manor for a retreat immersion valued at $2,950, where the winner will be chosen in April. Otherwise, if you're interested in hearing more details about the rewards you'll receive for supporting, we'll send you a video that goes into detail when you text the word Mystic to the number 22999. You can also go to optimistic.tv to see several other videos, including the Optimistic show trailer and two videos that discuss the week-long retreat immersion, as well as details of what the Mystic Manor immersion entails and how you can book a week to come stay with us, even if you don't win the raffle.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today during this most beautiful and monumentous time in history. It is certainly an interesting opportunity that we are all experiencing right now. And, you know, what else are we going to talk about but what's going on right now, obviously. But what I thought we could talk about was some perspectives that have been written in some amazing books by some of my favorite teachers. And I'm talking specifically of Dolores Cannon, my number one most favorite teacher. If you've all been listening to this podcast for a while, you know my love for Dolores Cannon and all of her books. And so I know that there's a lot of great information in a ton of her books. And so I started perusing some of them, and I realized that most of this information that I wanted from, I really wanted to talk about the new earth, because that's what we're going through right now, is this transition into the new earth. And so after I perused a couple of the convoluted books, the Convoluted Universe series, which there's five of, I realized that, oh, the Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth probably has all of this information, which totally does. And what's amazing is that Dolores, being as amazing as she is, she took all of the information from some of her other books and put it into the end of this book, so it was all in one place. So beautiful. And I'm going to read a little bit out of this book for you today, just to give some perspective on what's going on in these changing times and this dimensional shift that we're going through. Now, this book, let's see, when was it written? Copyright 2011. And I know that a lot of these sessions happened in like 2010 that are in this book. And I just find it so interesting how elastic and illusory time is, because all of this stuff is so relevant to what's happening right now. And so I am just going to get started and read a little bit from The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth by Dolores Cannon. And I am going to skip around quite a bit. I actually haven't picked up this book since it was put out in 2011. It was actually the very first Dolores Cannon book I ever read, and it got me completely into her work and working with her technique. And so I think for that reason, it is one of my favorite books, and it is super relevant to today. And if you're interested in picking up this book, you can probably find it on Ozark Mountain Publishing or Amazon even. So she talks about in a chapter called The New Earth that during her work, I have heard much about everything being composed of energy, and the shape and form is only determined by the frequency and vibration. Energy never dies. It only changes form. I have been told that the earth itself is changing its vibration and frequency, and it is preparing to raise itself into a new dimension. There are countless dimensions surrounding us all the time. We cannot see them because as the vibration speeds up, they are invisible to our eyes, but they still exist nonetheless. So that's a pretty good idea of how to wrap our brains around this whole dimension thing and these timelines and everything happening now. It's just vibrating at a different level. And depending on its speed, depends on if you can see it or not and where you are. So this is a session, and this chapter is called The Old Earth. And so Dolores asked the question that we are moving into new frequencies and vibrations. That is correct. Dolores, I've been told a great deal of information that everything is speeding up and the vibrations and frequencies of our whole dimension are changing. Is that correct? Turbulence. Much turbulence coming very soon. And there is a need to be very grounded. Much turmoil. There will be a need for your stability and all of those who are here, because people will be lost and confused and in much pain. Do you understand? Dolores, by turbulence, do you mean more of the violent earth changes that have been happening? The situations caused by humans and situations caused by the earth changes and the coming through of new energies and beings that humans are not accustomed to seeing. This will cause a great deal of chaos that only those who are understanding what is transpiring will keep calm and be a reassurance to those in confusion. Remember and just be prepared for that, because it's very easy to theorize until the situation is in the physical. Then the physical body needs to be prepared to handle the shifts of energy and the shocks that come with the process of change. It is one thing to feel you can understand what is happening, but it is another to be in the midst of chaos and keep yourself calm when it is happening. Dolores, that is difficult for humans, isn't it? It is difficult. And that is a crucial and practical area to focus on at this time, because it is in the physical that you are helping. There are other levels that are helping, but you are in the physical as she is and other beings are. So in the physical, they could transmit that calm that would be necessary during times of chaos. But will they listen to us? It is not up to you to decide. It is up to you to make sure that you have the tranquility and grounded energy for those who want to listen to you. That alone requires much work in the physical to keep those energies in place, because that's what you came to do. And a few pages later, the same client says, "The chaos is mostly a breaking down of the belief systems. The chaos is caused by the belief systems being challenged and brought down to a place of a complete blank slate or clean slate. And that is the chaos for many. Those who go on to the new world are comfortable with new belief systems and therefore will no longer struggle the way those struggle now." And I find that part very interesting, because a lot of the talk right now is this clean slate, this reset, this new birth that we're all experiencing right now. The earth is going through the most beautiful time of healing and purity right now. I mean, it is so beautiful to see this. So we're going to skip a couple chapters here and go on to a chapter called Physical Effects as the Body Changes. Dolores again asks, "What about the new earth?" The client says, "I see layers. It's layers and layers and layers and layers and layers, like onion layers. and you can see through them, and you can pick any layer you want. And the further out, the lighter it is. The further in, the closer to the core, that is the dense. That's the very dense, and that's the one that will appear very similar. That's where a lot of the emotions are. And I see it's looking red, like it's red hot. And then it goes out. It gets lighter and lighter and lighter. And they're more translucent. It's just lighter, and you can move so easily. It's just like floating. Dolores, are there really two Earths, the old Earth and the new Earth? They keep saying they are going to separate. It separates in the sense that this one is so light. It moves away, and everything that's on it is just so light, and it's floating and easy, and it's a whole different concept and thought structure. There are emotions, but it's a different range of emotions. I mean, it's not anger. There are not those heavy, dense emotions. There's the light. It's a separation in that way. You have a separation of emotions, and when you separate those emotions, it separates who you are. It separates how you feel, and that makes you a lighter person, which takes you to this lighter place. It's separation that way, and the two are not together anymore. But it's like all these different layers. There are layers in between the two, so you have extremes. You have the very light outer one, which is probably the epitome of this light, light, light Earth. And then you have the center, which is probably the epitome of the old Earth. You just have this very red hot. It keeps looking red hot. It's anger and heavy emotions, heavy thoughts, heavy feelings and things like that, where this other is light. But you have all these layers in between that you can choose. You move in with them, in among them. And at some point, you just keep choosing. Ah, there's a choosing. Choices. You make choices. And that moves you through these layers. And as you keep choosing one way or another, that's what keeps pulling them apart. Dolores, is that where the separation is coming in? That's the separation. You keep choosing. And when you choose light, you go that way. You keep moving in that direction. You choose heavy thoughts. You choose heavy emotions. You choose those things, and you will move in that direction. Though there's quite a while that you keep moving back and forth among layers. It's to show you that you do have choices here. It isn't a do or die or right or wrong or now or never kind of thing. You are moving among these things to see that it is within you to make the choice. It's within you to have this happen. It's within you to make your new Earth or your old Earth. It's to make your reality any way you want it. Dolores, they keep saying that this is the first time that this has happened in the history of the universe, that an entire planet is going to move into a different dimension. It is very beautiful. This is different. Civilizations have done it before. People, single people, have done it before. Dolores, they say for the first time for the planet. This is because the planet is participating. She is a being also. She wants to do this, and so she's created all these layers. So these are layers that she is working through as well. So these are choices she is making. She is doing the very same thing that we, with her, are doing. We're all doing this, and that's why there are all these different layers of Earth, because she is doing this as well. It's not just going to be this one boof. It's going to be a moment, and there are these layers, and as the people move around with their emotions, then that moves through the different layers of these different levels. And so, as we keep choosing light, joy, ease, smooth, then that moves us too. It keeps moving us even closer. And as you choose, you start thinking, you know, I like the feeling of this better than that. And so then you start making choices that move you more in that direction. You have to keep testing it. You may take two steps this way, and then you take a step back and then think, oh, I don't like feeling like this. Let's go this way. That's your layers. That's why it's gradual. And you start realizing how much control you have within the whole thing. And that's what this is all about, to show you that you have control. It's all your control. It's all your creation. It's all your reality. It's all what you are creating, whatever you want to create. And so you move within there, and each person is having this experience. The more aware you are with it, the more fun you can have with it, because you can move with consciousness and be aware of what you're doing.
And before we continue on, I'd like to take a quick moment to announce to you guys that we have a new sponsor of the Positive Head Podcast, Mack Weldon. As you guys know, I've been very selective about sponsors over the years, only working with a select few that I truly align with. So when Mack Weldon first reached out to me about sponsoring Positive Head, and I saw that they were claiming to make intelligently designed men's basics such as underwear, socks, t-shirts, sweatpants, made from premium fabrics that are also super comfy, I was intrigued. The reason being is because the running joke in my family my whole life has been that you will never see me in anything that isn't super cozy, which, if you ask my mom, has led to many, many embarrassing fancy restaurant dinners with me wearing old sweatpants. So I was intrigued enough that I ordered 4 items to try them out. And when I received them, I knew I had instantly found a new favorite go-to for my basics. My mom is going to be ecstatic to hear their claim that their Ace sweatpants are a modern upgrade for your favorite sweatpants. It's a totally legitimate claim. They are definitely way more comfy and stylish than my old ones, and I've never looked better at dinner. I intend personally to order them in every color. And of course, since they are super high quality, they do cost a little more than your Walmart standard basics. However, luckily for all UP heads, they are giving all Positive Head listeners 20% off when you go to mackweldon.com and use the code POSITIVEHEAD, all one word. That's spelled MACKWELDON.com. I highly recommend trying them out or ordering them for your partner or spouse. You have my 111% guarantee that your mother or mother-in-law will thank you profusely at the next family dinner.
And in another session, in another chapter, it goes on to explain this a little bit more. This chapter is called The New Bodies. The question Dolores asks is, you mean to not get caught up into the fear? Yes. Turn the TV off. Don't listen to it. Don't read the paper. Don't get caught up in it. Your world is what you create here. And the client touched her body. Dolores said, in your own body? Yes, in your own space here. This is your own universe here. If every person creates peace and harmony in their own universe, then that's the universe they're creating in that fifth dimensional earth. The more people who can create peace and harmony in this body universe, the more people who will be in that fifth dimensional earth. The ones who can't create peace and harmony in this body universe are not passing the test. That's the test. Dolores, we're trying to do this to keep the war from happening, or to lessen it anyway. Keep in mind, this was written 2010, 2011. There's a war going on. The client says, I'm being told that it doesn't matter what happens because it's all a game. It's all a play. And the things that are happening are there for a reason. And the reason at the moment is to test each human being to find out where they are in their own evolution. So, if we hold peace and light here, the body, we don't have to worry about whether there's a war or not. It's only an illusion anyway. Dolores, but right now it seems very real. It could have some very disastrous consequences. Yes, but that's fear for each individual. Our job is to help each individual find peace here, the body. And then, of course, as you bring more people together who have peace and harmony within their own body universe, then instead of the blackness spreading, that spreads, and that creates this whole new world. If you'd been given all that information back in the beginning of your work, you would have been overloaded. It's the same reason why they're saying, we're not going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we're not going to tell you what we know because you don't need to know. All you need to do is focus here, the body, creating your heaven on earth. Each human being creating their own heaven on earth. That's all you have to do. and coming together with others who are creating their own heaven on earth, and then expanding that energy out. And before you know it, you've changed the world. You don't even think about the world, but you focus, what you focus on is what you create. Think about peace. The main thing people have to understand is that what they focus on expands. So if they focus on, if they can replace predictions with something that is wonderful that they want and expand that, then they can create their own heaven on earth. So again, it's all about our choices. It's all about our focus. It's whatever we decide, whatever we want it to be. That is such a beautiful thing. So Dolores ends this chapter by saying, "People at my lectures are always asking me, what do they have to do in order to move to the new earth? They have said that there are two important things that you have to let go of. One, as just explained, is fear. Fear is an illusion, yet it is the strongest emotion that a human has. It must be released, or it will hold you to the old earth. I tell people to ask lots and lots of questions. Don't believe everything you hear or read. Think for yourself. Don't give your power away to anyone. Make up your own mind and discover your own truth. It may not be my truth, but it will be yours because you have discovered it. And then don't be surprised if that truth changes. We are constantly learning. Stay flexible. Don't let fear cloud your judgment so that you can think for yourself. And the second thing that you must let go of is karma. We accumulate karma through living many, many lifetimes on earth, often with the same people repeating the same mistakes. That is why it is called the wheel of karma. It just goes round and round and holds you to the pattern. I call karma the baggage and the garbage that we carry around with us. You must get rid of the junk so you can ascend. We all have bad things that happen in our lives. That's what life is about. I have found that we agree to these events and things in order to learn from them. I ask people when they tell me about their bad experiences, did you learn anything from it? If you learned even one thing from it, then that was the reason you experienced it. If they say they did not learn anything from it, guess what? They'll have to experience it all over again until they understand what it is trying to tell them. They have to repeat that grade in school. You can't go from kindergarten to college. So go over your life. What are you holding on to? What haven't you let go of? It no longer matters if you were mistreated or abused as a child. What did you learn? It doesn't matter if you had a horrible marriage. Let it go. Some of my clients have said, I can't let it go. You don't know what it did to me. It is not hurting anyone but yourself by holding on to karma and creating more by not releasing it. In order to ascend into the new earth, you have to let it go. You have to forgive, or you will have to stay with the old earth and go through it all again. That's how the law of karma works. Is that what you want? Of course not. We are going to learn our lessons. We are going to understand all of the things that we need to understand about ourselves, balance ourselves so that we are moving in to this beautiful new earth along with her. And I will just say the very last thing that I will end with today is, of course, love is the answer. Love always wins. In this book, I'm going back to one of the chapters, just it says, love is the key because God is love and love is God. And love is the supreme power. And that's what we need to feel in our lives. What we need to give to each other and feel for each other. And from another chapter, we have to spread the love as quick as we can. And we have to try and get people to see they have to love. Love is all they have to do. If they would just learn to open their hearts, they would be able to change the world before it's too late. So love is the answer. Love is all we need to do. Love is all we need to focus on. Love is all we need to be. Love is all that we really are. And we all know this. So just a little reminder that love will find a way. And that is our song I'm going to leave you with today by Mike Love. I think this should be the anthem for our time. This is such a great song featuring Paula Fuga, Trevor Hall, and Nako. I love you all. Until next time.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
I wanna be good, I wanna do better, wanna live long, be strong, but I know I won't live forever. So while I'm alive, I'm gonna make a spark, and I hope that my life will be a light shining bright for those who are lost in the dark. I wanna give love, I wanna have patience, I wanna feel the animal within me while like the wind, but gracious. Gonna plant my seeds, I'm gonna watch them grow, and I hope that my forest will restore in us a chorus that was lost long ago. Feel the fire burning, I know the tide is turning our way. Though the skies might be gray, in the distance I can see the sun has got to break through someday, and all that's left to see is love will find a way. I wanna hear my people singing, singing songs of redemption, singing songs of the truth, singing songs of the peaceful warrior nation, singing songs to the gods of love and thankfulness, cause we are alive and we're striving to thrive and we know that we're blessed, yeah. Cause we are the ones who come to wipe away the poison that's been seeping into the heart, it's keeping us apart. Under the heart of the matter, all you're gonna find out is that all that matters is the heart. And at the end of the day, love will find a way.
Snow dip my toes in the eternal fountain. I'm gonna see the truth, and though I've told some lies, gonna wear my heart on my sleeve for you to believe the honesty in my eyes. I'm not afraid to
like a white dove, a piece on the battlefield. Like a hunger, homeless man sharing his only meal. Like a man the doctor said would die, but he was healed, and all he did was pray. Lord will find
like
me.
Like a sunbeam breaking through the storm clouds. Like an innocent prisoner breaking out. Like a warrior who wants to run in the face of fear, but he chooses to stay. Love will find
like
a way.
Like a rose growing out of the concrete. Like a man running marathons with no feet. Like a single mother working three jobs just to put food on the plate. Love will find
like
a way.
Like a death metal rose in a symphony. Like an activist who chains herself up to a tree. Like a man who quits his job to follow his dreams without a penny to his name. Love will find a way.
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 Love will find a way. Love will find a way.
Like a farmer growing crops in the desert sand. Like a masterpiece painted with a crippled hand. Like a surfer towing and wearing a grin into a 60-foot wave. Love will find
a way. Like a guitar player playing till his fingers bleed. Like a piano man with arthritis playing 2-3. Like a singer who was hoarse but he still forces himself to take the stage. Love will find a way.
Like a blind man seeing for the first time. Like a songwriter finding meaning in a rhyme. Like a poet who uses words as weapons and lives to fight another day.
Like a
wolverine
winter of a summer breeze. Like a child turning your dreams into realities. Like a place where race, religion, sex, or creed, or class don't ever need. Love will find a way.